It's outer thing. Anyway, so this create hunger among the four levels of hunger. This one is create hunger. This aspect, this practice is create hunger. So therefore, I remember after I had inspired you to use all the musics, and then I remember that many of you use Dhammaru because that's one extra music you have. Mm-hmm. That's one extra music you have when you use Dhammaru at that time. after I tried to inspire to play all the musics, mm-hmm. that ramp. So, therefore, Dhammaru is only used in the Mahanatra Tantra practice. Dhammaru is only used in Mahanatra Tantra practice. I am not in the Kriya Tantra. Dhammaru is to draw the Dakinis, to draw the Dakinis. Dakinis has different levels of Dakinis, three levels of Dakinis. Mm-hmm. One who has realization, female beings who has realization of generative state as well. I think one thing, the other one is who has a clear light. Who has a realization? Clear idea is the body. So what again, and then I think one who has achieved unification, clear idea is the body. From the highest tantra, has a generated completion stage. Completion stage. One way of counting is average isolation of body, isolation of speech, isolation of mind. And then see, illusory body, unification of those two. So, you see, then unification, normal learning, that's the enlightenment. And these five stages practice on the basis of foundation, generation stage, and generation stage is practice on the basis of renunciation, Buddhist emptiness. And that's the basis of guru devotion practice, the root, sort of that. So you can see from here, Tantra's practice on the basis of sutra. Tantra's practice on the basis of sutra, you can see from here. How the stage goes through, even your practice highest tantra, how to go about the enlightenment. It is said normally. Anyway, since I'm talking, it is said normally that in Tibet, they use this example. Tea is made of a lot of butter and powdered cheese put together. And that's regarded what? Yummy. What's yummy? I don't know what this is. I like ice cream. like ice cream in the West, maybe also in Taiwan. So what makes the tea so delicious? In Mongolia, they make incredibly good this one. Mongolia, they make really delicious. I thought to bring some to offer to to bring in America to offer to Zubin Bicho. Maybe Keshe Lama going to Amnesia. They would enjoy this very much. they make incredibly good. But you can't bring America. You can't bring food. You have to throw in the garbage can. But you're punished in there. So, So they're saying that the what makes the tea delicious is butter. also what makes the tea exist, you know, that keeps together butter. So could it both meaning. So what makes tantra quick part of enlightenment that is so rich by the sutra. By sutra. Like without sutra then the tantra is like you can't have cream without milk. Without milk. You can't have cream. You know, ice cream. Yeah, without milk you can't. So like that. So anyway, anyway, without sutra, tantra, there's no tantra practice. There's no way to practice tantra anyway. So that. So anyway, so Rajini is Skagwaya. Sky is not sky. This sky relates to emptiness. Sky of emptiness. And realize directly seeing emptiness. Emptiness of all the phenomena. I think Skagwaya means, you know, pervade the understanding, pervade emptiness of all the phenomena. So that anyway, then of course ultimate one is of course Buddha, the one who achieves normal learning. Anyway, so to draw the Dhamma is to draw the Dakinis, so then to bless your chakras when it drops. you see, to receive their blessing and then you see then makes them functionable. And how you wish, then this way the wind able to enter the channel and abide and absorb, then you're able to stop the gross mind, make visible the extremities. Mind is a gross, subtle, extremely subtle mind, visible. It is there, but by growth. Now it's like bad weather, you know. The clear sky covered by the fogginess, clouds or fogginess, dark. So it's like that, it's all the superstition, the gross mind, you stop. By see. Due to function of Kundalini and the Bodhicitta and the for bliss. To the gross mind, stop. Then the extremely subtle mind is able to manifest out. So with the applying the from sutra, emptiness will expand sutra. Then, you see, by using that, by realizing that, with extremely subtle mind, and is the quickest way, is like atomic bomb, quickest way, like the big, very big atomic bomb, like quickest way to cease who sees the dualistic view, dualistic view, suddenly not only disturbing her obscuration, but including a subtle negative imprint in it. And the hallucination inherently exists in the appearance, which is a projection of that subtle negative imprint left on the mind of the body. Concept of inherent existence. So that's how it becomes quick. By practicing high tantra, how you are able to achieve enlightenment quickly. But this is the basic explanation. So, so Dhammaru is a plate here. Dhammaru is a plate at Neville, against Neville, not like this, not like that, against Neville. But to pursue the tummo fire. So this is talking about the highest tantra, two stages, second stage, be like six yogas and out of it. So the subject which I've just mentioned, so it's part of that. You know, to pursue the tummo, the fire. in order to succeed those things. Something like that. And then, of course, ultimately, it doesn't get stuck there. You know, you achieve enlightenment, stuck, then nothing, you know, then I retired. So, I mean, before, even you work for a sentient being, even before, when you, especially from the time of when you have generated great compassion. Even before you enter the path, you know, so the great compassion that you have, the realization you have before you enter the path, without choice, the great compassion makes you to go for something. So that time, whatever you can benefit others. Then later, you actually bodhicitta, then you enter the Mahayana path, of course, then much more. Then as you develop more and more wisdom, then you are able to benefit more and more to others. Sees more and more department. So by actualizing the greatest skill, combining the wisdom. Then, when you become enlightened, without slightest mistake, without slightest effort, then you naturally say, like one sun, right? There's only one sun rises, but it reflects in all the ocean, every water, every water dew. As long as it doesn't have a cover, you know, rocks or like that, then this one sun, without any effort, without a motivation, that, oh, I'm going to reflect in this water, in this ocean, in this country ocean, this, you know, on this plant, on this particular plant, water dew, I'm going to reflect in that. There's no motivation. Just rises and then it reflects everywhere. Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of it reflects everywhere. Also like that. There's a Maitreya Buddha explained in Uddha Tantra, eight qualities. Buddha's eight qualities, Dhamma's eight qualities, Sangha's eight qualities. So Buddha's eight qualities, there's things mentioned there. And so and then continuously, spontaneously, until all sentient beings become enlightened. So anyway, so Dhammaru. And Dhammaru first, when you start, as soon as I explained that, you hit the other side. Mm-hmm. Other side, then you hit the other side, then so, then when you start doing like that, that is what I sentence expand. That was the sentence expand to say ask the I mentioned about his sentence the other night. So his incarnation was there. there was some small incarnation, similar incarnate lamas. The one sentence was one of my guru was there. So his sentence asked. So it seems before they play damaru, they practice with the finger. Like you, you know, sort of that. So I think it's sort of a humor. I should ask him whether he practiced this. Mm-hmm. So I think, and I said, no, I think he didn't practice well. And these tamarus, these two sides, two skins, they have meaning. they have meaning, they universal metta wisdom, the path and path to enlightenment, which is tamaka's breath, path and metta wisdom, so that, or father, mother, which means metta wisdom, path to, and signify path or, sometimes, depending, sometimes signify the, you know, that. The result, so, unification, paramatma, with the, yeah, could have that meaning, only the meaning, practice, you know, unification of the method of wisdom. So like that. So here, in the practice of Kretang, you don't try tamaru, but but it seems when it comes to protector, when it comes to protector, there is their highest kind of deities. They do protect you. So there, the section there, you can collect tamaru, that part. When it comes to protector. That was the reason. Miss plays very nice tamaru, so I was to play during that time. So that time everybody can use tamaru. How many number of tamaru do you have? With each finger.
Jane said there are three types of dakini. One is, has yes, got the.
That's one explanation, yeah. The highest, ultimate one is the enlightened one. One will achieve the unification normal learning.
Mm-hmm. So one is pure light, one is generation state?
Yeah. Yeah. They achieve pure light. One is we achieve universe those two pure light in the body. In Brazil, you're going to comment where there's a called Ponya messenger. Yeah. Or the different levels of that. So, yeah. The one where realization generation. Not 100% sure, but not 100% sure, but it could be said. Mm-hmm. It's Ponya messenger, and that you do meditation to invite, to bless. It includes those, these different levels. Not more than this one. But someone mentioned. The noise, the sound, the tum-tum-tum-tum. But I think it may have mentioned some meaning, but I don't remember now. If I remember the letter that I mentioned. So you start like that, the tum-tum, tum-tum, tum-tum. But there's some meaning of that. might have mentioned, but I don't remember. So however, so that you play at level to pursue the criminal fire. Then we see the result. The goal is to achieve. The goal is to stop the gross mind and manifest the extremely subtle mind, that which goes to enlightenment. Mm-hmm. Manifest the extremely subtle mind, that which is there but not as completely like Bhagavad Gita. I give an example. like a gold covered by kaka, you know. Tick kaka, you know. The fucking is first person. So but you stop that, and then manifest out the to rise up the extremely subtle conscious, consciousness, you know, clear light, extremely subtle mankind, which is the direct cause to enlightenment, mm-hmm. The Dharmakaya, you know, only the extremely subtle mind goes to enlightenment. No other mind goes to enlightenment. That's the main. That's the main reason. Even by practicing Paramedana path, five paths, ten bhumis, the sutra, then when the ten bhumis is about to reach enlightenment, then you need to initiation. Then by receiving initiation, high formation. Then by realizing the stopped gross mind, you know, by realizing the extremely subtle mind, clear light. Then only then achieving that otherwise not. So therefore, ultimately, and they need to practice. Without practice, there is no way to reach enlightenment. Mm-hmm. Ultimately. So the main thing is to actualize the clear light, you see. To rise the extremely subtle mind. So therefore, the bell, so therefore now there comes a bell. The bell is used against your heart. Mm-hmm. Against your heart. That so you hold like this, anyway, doesn't matter. then you ring at the bell, at the heart. I guess the heart doesn't matter. No. normally the lamas, my guru's it's not so much of the good advice. Something like that. Anyway, probably not exactly, but more or less like this. To hold like that. And then, but in Lord Tantra College, I saw the Lord Tantra College. I think the one old monk who came to teach mandala construction, the Zen mandala and all the kinds of rituals to our monk Pan. I saw him doing like this. So, and then in terms of college, I think since they. I don't know, but I was told by one Geshe. Also, I was told by one Geshe. I was explaining about the significance of bell in Damaru city, how to use and generating truth. Not this time, but before. in the Puja, with some of the nuns, there were many nuns there. There were about, I don't know, many nuns there. So some of the nuns were new, so they were. One was playing like this. One was playing like that. So I thought I'd better explain. because I responsibility to explain, to correct. So I explained. So the Geshe Dashi, who's very learned. of a Finnish Tantric College. So he did mention that time, the Tantric College, the Lord Tantric College, they hold the bell like this. Can you ask them to? Can you ask them to sit on? Can you sit in your palm? Not in your face, but come on to home. You can sit. You can sit on it. You can sit on it. Come on. Can you ask them? Ah. Ah. Oh, told me that in Prabhupada's college people like this. Generally, normally that's not the case. So normally that something like this is not any of you ring at against your heart. That is the general meaning is the general meaning bell signifies, you see, wisdom emptiness, and then vajra signifies the method. So according to high samsa, replace, and then so this method of wisdom. So therefore, the reason why you have to hold together, not one by one, hold together, is that because you have to practice, even in sutra, you practice the method of wisdom cooperatively. But the difference is in tantra sutra. Sutra, you practice different by different mind. Even though you practice the method of wisdom cooperatively, but by separate mind. But in tantra, the very special thing, the very greatest, higher skill in tantra, that which makes tantra quick path of enlightenment, is one mind practicing method of wisdom together. Method of wisdom becomes the cause to achieve rupakaya. The wisdom which becomes cause to achieve dharmakaya. The two kayas, which is your goal to achieve, to be able to enlighten all sentient beings, to do perfect work for a person. That's why to remind, what is signified by dim, the path of wisdom, so that is to remind you every day, to remind you every day life, to keep your mind in the practice, always inseparable method. So, for that reason, the bell in Dhammaru, bell in Vajra, is part of Samaya, to have bell in Dhammaru. So, bell in Vajra, at least even design, drawing, if you don't have actual one, even the small ones, you know, like comes and the mana, drawing to keep it part of Samaya, to remind you of the path. You know, always kind of daily life to keep the mind in that, you see. And when you're using bell, always hold the vajra in hand, so that's the reason. And this is definite meaning is your mind into that. When you have actual realization, this is the definite meaning. Interpreted meaning happens in the wisdom, this interpreted meaning. So bell and vajra. So anyway, when you ring the bell, generally, of course, depends on which part of practice. The mostly is the offering. If it comes agambana bhuvya like that, or whatever, it's also offering. Then vajrasapa, when you recite vajrasapa mantra, that I'm also using the bell, but that one is to remind you emptiness. Emptiness is yourself. You the creator of negative karma, and action creating negative karma. What is created that is negative karma. So all these three depend on each other, you see. All these three even though they appear something real in the existing commas of time, not merely labeled by mind, even though it appears to be like that, but that all these are total hallucinations. It means all these are total non-existent. You know, the creator, the karma, action, creating, the karma, objective karma. all these rejected, all these rejected, to look at them empty, to look at them empty as they're empty. So, for that reason, the bell is not offering. So here, you are purifying negative karma in empty, by mental entities. Purifying negative karma. In emptiness, or purifying the karma by mental entities, something like that. So usually they sound the bell, sound, so this will signify wisdom emptiness, so the sound means, you see, no phenomena, even though all the phenomena at the moment for us appear inherently existent, not merely left by mind, but in reality, they don't have inherent existence. Slight sleep happens. All the phenomena are empty of that. So the sound, bell sound means that. So generally that was to remind, this was to remind you, so you ring the bell. Why at the heart? Why you ring at the heart? Then that has a highest tantra purpose of it. Purpose to achieve highest tantra power. Because the extremely subtle mind, their life, extremely subtle mind is there. It is in the heart. Not this heart, but the heart is from, by measuring for computers here. Inside the center channel. It is there. So to manifest, by stopping the gross mind, the extremely subtle mind, to be invisible, to envy, to aspire, to like. So, to achieve that, for that purpose, then you ring the bell at the heart. So this is this. So then, what happens if you actualize pure light? Then, if you actualize pure light in this life, then that's the person can achieve enlightenment in this life. Otherwise, not. You see, if you ever achieve pure light in this life, this high tantra. Great generation stage, completion stage, affirmation body, the second stage, affirmation body, affirmation speech, affirmation mind. So if you're able to achieve this in this life, that means that you have opportunity to achieve to become enlightened in this life. So as I mentioned before, like some bomb, you see. So therefore the ringing the bell at the heart has a great significance. Has a very, very important reason. But this explanation from high tantra, not pure tantra. But Dhammaru, not fine, I think it's because it is these meanings which is only to do with the high tantra. So, but I don't know about the pure, the means to actualize pure light, that is not, that doesn't exist in the pure, neither in sutra, nor even lower tantra. So anyway, that anyway, even though it's not mentioned the Lord Tantra, but I said, play a part, you know. Ultimately, it is to achieve that. In your practice, Lord Tantra. In your practice, not Lord Tantra. But they got them to achieve. So that's it at the moment. Last night, I didn't watch, but I heard some of the things. Something like that. But I didn't watch. I heard that sound that my. Looks like the Hindus. The Hindus, you know, the Hindu temple, or the their rocks. Mark the red colors in the power. Anyway. something, you know, like that. Oh, that's totally, something very fast. So, in the front of the, or the walls, mark, put red marks, you know, with something like serapis animals. So they build, not like this, but, you know, like that. So I heard something last night, I didn't watch, but I heard the noise. It reminded me of the Hindu temple.
No, no phonetic.
Then, on the word, oh, I see. So then, no matter what the chant is done, you can read the Chinese, no?
Okay.
Or the chanting fits with that, you know?
Fits with that. Rinpoche, this is the short one or the long one?
Short one.
Short one. Short one. They got phonetic here.
So anyway.
The short one.
Anyway, yeah.
You can
read the Chinese while the chanting, while you're doing chanting, you can read, can you send to that, you know? I'm not sure what it is about, but anyway, can you send to that?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, read the Chinese first, and then we do chanting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he's saying. This is to make the mind, to cut all the negative emotion called attachment, so forth, that which doesn't allow the practice to become Dharma. Self-cherishing thought and all that, especially attachment. To make the mind very pure. Mind which does a session. Make it very pure by cutting those other negative thoughts. There's attachment, clinging to desire, and the concept of permanence.
Mm-hmm.
So the session can become pure Dharma.
那在一开始的时候要念这个遥护上师呢，最主要的目的就是在这个时候呢，要断除我们的所有的这些不正见啊，例如说对上师的不正见啊，或者是对现世安乐的贪着哈，然后这个自我爱惜哈，所有的这些无明烦恼，还有就是说把这个无常看成有常的这种贪着等等，就是要在每一支香开始的时候。 透过这样子，就是祈请上师来断所有的这些无明烦恼，所有的这些不正见，然后转这个不清净的这个发心为清净的哈，让你这支香的这个发心是如法的，是清净的。
Yeah. Five general suffering, in particular,
Meditation, or the meaning of it, the essence, then that's the best. 多那么一张对三八一三一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三八一三
Doe nama yang kande samba, sanje vidu jo jong si, changi zi nin chi gui yi, samba po do ba ji shi, wo di zhi hui bei xin de, yong meng jing jing wei you qi, 愿在佛陀尊荣起身体圆满不敌十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿十三亿 Can do the practice there where the music is, then you can offer this without.